Hey, what's up?
What's up, Jubal?
What up, Jubal? Oh, man. I haven't heard Jubal since like the ninth grade. That was like 2001.
Yeah, I say this shit every day. People don't even know what it is. I'll be like, what's up, Ju? They be like,
Like, huh? Like, Yeah. So we're back. A podcast, bruh. We got to find a better name.
I know. Yeah, we do.
Because then the name
we can take suggestions.
Yeah, we can take suggestions.
Anyone with a suggestion.
Yeah, I'm working on the graphic again. Well, I think we already got a graphic for it. And yeah, we're gonna get that together. But yeah, so podcast, bruh. It's the podcast. I don't want to call it the podcast about nothing because I don't want to get sued by Jerry Seinfeld or somebody. But, you know, if Jerry Seinfeld could hear this to sue us, that would be, like, a good problem to have, I think.
Oh, man. Yeah. Wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
We would get international attention.
Yeah, we would.
And we may possibly be in the same courtroom as Jerry Seinfeld, and we would lose, but...
Yeah, we would lose we would be, horribly.
We would be right there by Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, he would be like, hey.
He doesn't seem like the friendliest person, though.
He doesn't.
He seems a little bit assholey and elitist.
Yeah.
But I fucks with him.
Yeah, I fucks with him.
I fucks with him, for sure.
But yeah, so I am Thekka Jones. Are you playing music?
No, you hear music?
Oh, wait, I know where that music playing. My bad. Boom. Okay, my bad. Yeah, so... I'm tweaking. All right, so I am Thekka Jones. This is the part where you say, yeah.
Oh, I am Ebony Mystique.
Yeah, there you go. And we're just here chilling. And doing all that good stuff there. And, yeah, man, so we just talk about current events, pop culture, all this stuff, man, you know. And, yeah, we go from there.
Yeah.
Indeed.
What are we going to talk about first?
Okay. Well, first, how you doing, man?
I'm great.
Okay,
you great. I'm outstanding. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I just been chilling, you know, trying to live life. And get this money, you know?
Yeah, that's all I. That's all I'm about every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Just getting some fucking money. It's unfortunate that we are forced to live this capitalist life, but hey.
Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. I hate
it. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's nothing
I don't. Say. I think I would prefer doing it this way than harvesting my own food. So maybe.
Yeah, I don't fuck with farming.
Yeah, I'm cool with making money as opposed to growing food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know you know how like a lot of and I'm finna say I'm old, but you know how like a lot of like kids. Well, I don't even call them kids, but like a lot of like young adults are like. Socialism is the wave now.
It should be.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Oh no. I agree. Like, well, yeah. I put it like this: it's very 1962-ish. You know what I'm saying?
I think the people who are against socialism try to make it an extreme, just like they try to make everything else an extreme.
Oh,
like,
how they always bring up Venezuela?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it doesn't have to be that extreme. We can incorporate things into our current democracy without taking it to the extreme. They want to bring up Cuba or whatever, you know, and they're referring to things such as free speech or stuff like that.
Yeah.
None of that has to be affected by everybody getting health care.
Oh, yes, it does. One day it's health care. Then the next day it's something else I wanted to be.
Yeah, that's right. You know. Yeah, when will it end? Yeah. All that type of shit. Yeah. That's the same way I feel about you, Peckerwoods and your fucking guns. When will it end?
Yeah.
Y'all wanna legalize every firearm? Okay, what about grenades and tanks, motherfucker? Like,
yeah.
Y'all gonna start legalizing them too for regular people to have?
Yeah.
Shit.
Why not?
Might as well. Hell, if you got an AR-15, I feel like I need a grenade.
You know, I can't disagree with you on that one. I cannot disagree with you on that one.
Ooh.
But yeah, so yeah, podcast, bruh. This is us. We're gonna go ahead and get into the show. All right, so the first thing we're gonna talk about, boom. I'm gonna pull it up here. We love Twitter. Do you love Twitter?
I love Twitter.
Let me ask you this. Does this make me a bad person? I like, and I think I told you this online before. I like when people put their business online.
What other reason? Misery. What other reason does social media? What other reason does it? What's the word am I looking for? You know what word I'm looking for. What purpose does it serve? What purpose does it serve if you're not gonna put your business on there?
Yeah, and I like reading it, and I just like laugh,
it's so crazy to me that all of your friends who aren't active Twitter people, they frown upon Twitter, but they're always sending you shit 2 weeks later that you saw on Twitter and laughed at, and then they're days late, like, oh, look at this shit. Like,
and
okay.
Like, bruh, come on. Like, come on, man. We off that now. Like, we off that meme.
We on to the next shit.
Yeah. But yeah, so recently, I think, what was the guy's name? Like, Lord Rilla?
Lord Rilla.
Yeah. He caused some controversy. I'm trying to find the tweet. And I hate I got to go to Black Sports Online.
But he deleted the tweet, but it basically said, y'all favorite Instagram models have yellow discharge, bacterial vaginosis.
Yeah.
They're coming to the emergency room with chlamydia and gonorrhea and STDs.
Yeah.
But he said, I'm not going to say any names.
Yeah, he did say that.
Clearly, he ruffled the feathers of some bitches with bacterial vaginosis.
Well, you
and
know,
got a discharge.
You know, I think that kind of...
Because when I read that tweet, I didn't feel no kind of way. He clearly said, first of all, if you a whole ass doctor, nurse, anything in the medical field, you already know about HIPAA and all that shit. So you're not going to say anything. You're not going to waste them years of medical school and all that money. You're not going to say anybody's name. But when I read that shit, I went like, oh my God, is this a threat? But a lot of bitches took it as a threat. And I'm just going to assume all the bitches got all that shit he named.
Okay, so this is the tweet. I work in the hospital. Y'all fave IG models be coming in the emergency room because they got yellow discharge. A couple of bitches y'all be lusting over be having chlamydia, BV, and herpes. Yes, I can confirm it. Yes, I can confirm it. But I ain't into telling people's personal business. I got access to y'all records. Now, that's kind of... I got access to y'all record is kind of like, come on, my guy.
It does sound like a threat to me. And if you go to a hospital... It does sound like a threat to me. And if you go to a hospital, you already know somebody got access to your records.
Yeah,
if I go to the OBGYN... with cauliflower coming out of my pussy, I already know that he knows, and his assistant knows, and whoever do the billing and coding in the front know, and whoever answer the phone know, and whoever sweep the floor know that I had cauliflower coming out of my pussy. That's like that's normal. Like I didn't see that as a threat. And yeah, if he was to ever name a name, he would lose his entire career. And that's why I didn't see it as a threat. Because nobody goes through all those years of school to ruin it by trying to expose one or two people.
No one
does that.
That is true. So people kind of laughed about it. And I don't even want to say her name because she's kind of always in the shit.
That GoGabby, J-A-U-X, is at G-E-A-U-X.
It's not there anymore.
B-B-Y. Oh, she changed it now?
It's not GoGabby now.
Well, that bitch, she deserves to have her name said because if you're going to try to bust him out for what he said and get this nigga fired, because
she sent the email.
Send an email and all that goofy ass shit. Like, man. Girl.
She sent the follow email. Like, the follow email was, to whom it may concern, allow me to clarify my previous email. The employee's name is Carl Adams. He is a research coordinator at your facilities in Philadelphia.
Look, she didn't even know his name. She didn't even know his first and last name. She just threw a name in there. But she attached his tweets. Attached screenshots.
He proudly displays his name tag and workplace information online while threatening to leak confidential patient information in direct violation of HIPAA law. I have attached a few more of his pictures and ID card. Best regards, GP. I will say this. A lot of people was spelling HIPAA incorrectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does HIPPA stand for?
I was like, that's not HIPAA. And I can't even say shit because I spell shit wrong all the time.
That was the HIPAA.
I was like, yo, y'all, it's not that. It's two A's, man. And then, you know, it came out that he got fired, apparently, but he might have not because he might not work there anymore.
He didn't even work there anymore.
Well, see, that's the thing. He said that, but it's the internet, man. You know what I'm saying?
I just think that, once again, someone who goes to school to be a doctor just kind of knows better than to do certain things.
Yeah, they're not going to say, man, you know what? I hate these
This
whores.
Is where I work. Yeah, this is where I work. And these bitches come in here. Like, that doesn't make sense for anyone.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It just doesn't. No one goes to medical school for all that time. Have you ever heard of anybody getting a scholarship to medical school?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, I just thought about that. Like, no.
Nobody spends six figures to go to school.
Yeah.
Just to get out of that ruin by a tweet. No one does that.
By a tweet, yeah.
Like, anybody who even got the mental fortitude to make it through, doctor school. Medical school.
You was going to say doctor school.
Medical school.
Ooh.
Anybody who got the mental fortitude to make it through medical school is just not that damn dumb. I just don't see that happening.
Well, you could be like the chick who was working for NASA, and she was like, I'm fucking working for NASA, bitches. And then, like,
Suck my dick and balls.
Yeah, suck my dick and balls. And he was like, yo, I'm like really thorough with NASA. like, you might not want to say that to me. And she's like, oh. It's like, yeah.
But this is my thing. This whole ruin people's lives over something you don't like that they said is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Even when it comes to these celebrities who have been accused of things that are horrible and deserve to be reprimanded or punished or whatever for it. But at the same time, how long you expect somebody to go without any income?
You think Louis C.K. should have came back that early?
I think that if I was a person who needed to make some money to pay my bills, I'm going to do what I got to do to pay my bills. Mm-hmm. I mean, what he did, Louis C.K. was like one of my favorite people. And then when I heard what he did, it was extra disgusting because the way he did it, it would be different if it was just like he touched me inappropriately or he said something I didn't like. But this dude got some women in his hotel room, got naked, jacked off in front of them. And when they tried to leave, he blocked the door and jacked off until he came and then let them leave the room. The fact that you're turned on by their humiliation and their disgust is weird as fuck.
Yeah.
And yes, that's a horrible thing. That's horrible, horrible, horrible. However, at what point do you expect somebody to say, hey, I'm just going to crawl under a rock for the rest of my life and just die? Like, what? Of course someone is going to try to make an attempt to get their life back on track.
Yeah.
You know, whether you like what they did or not, regardless of what kind of punishment you think they deserve, at some point, they have to get back to the business. I understand if you want him to not feel welcome. I understand if you might want him to do something else with his life. But at the end of the day, this man has spent the past 40 years doing this. What you expect him to do? You know?
So, my kind of take on it, kind of just going back, like, listening to Louis C.K. for years and reading about what he did, it's kind of, well, it's not fucked up. I was kind of like, man, I'm not surprised at that.
His whole shtick has been he's a piece of shit.
Shit, yeah. Yeah. But it's
That's
like,
been his whole thing.
Yeah. But it's like, he's really like, whoa, like, dog. Like, it's already bad enough, like, you get naked and you jack off in front of somebody, but then
well,
you, like, block the
thing.
Door.
I just feel like, yeah, that was, like, overboard. That was just, like,
yeah,
damn.
Like, my God. Like,
I can't make no kind of excuse for you at
yeah,
this point.
I can't make, like, my God.
I can't make no you lead, kind of.
You leaning on the door with the bent
yeah,
knees.
I don't have any kind of yeah. argument for you. Like, you a real-life pervert. You one of yeah. them dudes that I'm just on the train and you put your dick out and jack off in front of me.
Yeah.
You're turned on by me being so humiliated and disgusted. So yeah. that's hella weird. And yes, and I'm pretty sure those women who were his fellow comedians, who were on a tour with him, who I'm sure admired him and looked up to him, that made it 1,000 times worse.
Yeah.
That you of all people are doing this to me. That is the worst. But like I said, at what point do you expect, like, yeah, he can try. I think everybody got the right to try to get their shit together. The only thing about it is the only way to shut them down is just not to go. Like, everybody's mad that he even had the audacity to go on stage. I'm not mad at that. But the only way to kill his career is to just not show up. Don't buy no tickets. Don't show up to his shit. Don't post, oh, he's having a show here. Just ignore him. Same thing with R. Kelly. R. Kelly is one of the most despicable people alive in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But if R. Kelly does a show and people show up and pay to see him, who am I to stop that?
Yeah.
You dumb motherfuckers want to, y'all don't have no problem with him pissing on a little girl. That's y'all. This yeah. nigga gotta eat. This nigga gotta eat. He got 2 kids he gotta take care of. He got an ex-wife he gotta pay alimony to. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, he got all these civil lawsuits he gotta pay.
Man,
shit for.
Kelly fucked up, man. But I mean, it's like, fuck him. Like,
but yeah, but this is my thing. The way to kill it is to not show up.
Not show up.
That's
yeah.
it. Not show up. R. Kelly can host as many concerts as he wants to. He can sing at whatever stage he wants to. Just don't show up if you got a problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way to kill that shit. But to expect somebody to not pursue income is a dumb thing. Like, motherfuckers gotta work. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
And when you meet a certain level of fame, such as Louis C.K., Louis C.K. can't go work at Target.
Yeah, because if he go work at Target, I'm definitely going to take that picture and be like, yo, yo, look
First
at Louis.
First of all, Target not going to hire you with that on your name.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing about it. Like, it's not like none of these people who have been accused of these things can go work a normal job anywhere, because you're not even going to get hired because of this thing.
Yo,
you know?
This aside, this is like a side note. Do you really believe that, like, story about Emil working in...
Macy's?
Yeah, it was something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I think they said Emil was working at Macy's. Hell yeah.
You think she was doing it?
Why wouldn't she? What?
This was like, what, 03, 04?
It was, yeah, it was back then. But, I mean, what else she supposed to do? I mean, I know it's a huge blow to the ego. If you've ever had a little bit of fame, you got to go get a job like that. I know it's a huge blow to the ego. But at the end of the day, you can't go starve just because you know, feel like you're too good to work at this or that. Like, yeah. You got to do what you got to do.
Like, motherfuckers be like, I hate I got to go back to, like, doing radio or something when they fall off, but it's like, damn, man, like, I'm clocking in at Macy's. I don't know.
But you know, this is the thing. People be so caught up in titles and stuff like that, when at the end of the day, you're not here. You're not born to work. You're not born for that. The money you make is just to sustain the rest of your life.
Yeah.
So don't get too caught up in the job you do, because you're only doing that so you can experience life. Be more concerned with that than what your job title is. You making your money so you can go enjoy the rest of your life. Your job don't define who you are as a person or nothing like that.
I wonder what Emil doing now. I used to love Emil.
You like the meal?
Yeah, all money is legal.
Why did you like love her like that?
I was like 12.
you was like liked her, like thought she was hot or just
I thought she was hot.
Cause her voice was kinda annoying to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it was I'm gonna tell you.
I'm just assuming that she was fucking Jay-Z and that's why she was like in the mix like she was.
I'm not saying anything about that, about Jay-Z.
And then I also feel like too, and I really, really feel like he was fucking her because I know you remember on whatever that concert movie he had where they did Streets the Rockefeller. Yeah, and it was no, not the movie where he was actually performing. Oh. Where Madison Garden and they did that song that was
Fade to Black.
Fade to Black. And they performed that song she was in. They named everybody and they was like, Emily Young, gone. Like, y'all could have just left that out.
Yeah,
like,
y'all could have left that out.
That made me just feel like, yeah, you definitely was fucking her. It was a little bit of breakup or some shit.
That was definitely kind of petty on their part.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, damn, Jay, you supposed to be player, man. Okay, but yeah, so yeah, Louis, because like you know, Aziz came back too.
Well, he deserved to because that dumbass bitch and that dumbass story. That shit was so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I'm part of the Me Too movement because a dude asked me to suck his dick and I didn't want to, but I still got on my knees and sucked it anyway. Oh, bitch, shut up.
Yeah, like
it was your fault.
Like, again, like, man, with Aziz, I was like, man, I don't know. I don't know about this one, man.
He sound like a corny-ass dude. He sound like somebody you wouldn't want to go on a date on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, date with or whatever. Like, but he doesn't sound like he was doing anything, you know. But let's really go back to the fact that the reason why guys feel like they can straddle that line when you're saying, I don't want to do it, and they keep pressuring you. Now, I'm not saying, you know, it's a difference. It's a difference in you saying no and they totally ignoring it.
Yeah.
But it's also a whole different thing where you kind of say, I don't know, but then you still, like, willingly participate.
Yeah.
With men and women, women have taught that we can't be straightforward with our desire to have sex. We have been taught to play that cat and mouse game. We've been taught to be talked out of our draws, basically.
Yeah.
So the reason why you got so many men that you may seem like, oh, I don't know, and they keep pressing the issue is because this is what we have both been taught to do in this position. Like, she really wants it. Just keep asking till she say yeah. That is what we have been taught as a society, that women can't just walk up to a man and say, hey, I want to fuck you. You know what I'm saying? We have been taught to be chased, quote unquote. And that does cause problems when you got men that lack that ability to understand cues.
Yeah. Social cues.
Yeah, that poses a problem for those type of men. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got men that understand cues and they know when that no mean yes and that no
like,
mean no.
Like, you know, nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you got some who don't pick up on them cues and now they got a problem on their hands because, no, nigga, she really meant no.
Like, no.
She really didn't mean no.
I remember the first time that happened to me, like the no mean yes, and I was like, okay. And she was like, whoa, what you doing? I'm like, I'm just trying not to catch a charge, man.
Exactly.
Like, I just...
And it's unfortunate that it got to that point, but I mean, but if we're going to teach guys, because now we're set the point where it's like, guys, if you don't get a yes, I want to have sex with you, don't do it.
I need that anyway.
Well, we need to also teach to women that there is no shame in saying it.
Yeah.
You know? We got to teach girls, too, that, hey, if you want to have sex, be clear about it, be assertive about it. If you don't want to have sex, be clear about it and be assertive about it. We got to get it understood on both sides. Yeah. You know what I mean? But that Aziz Ansari story, girl, please, fuck out of here with that shit. She should have kept that whole goddamn story to herself. And then it's unfortunate that he is included in the, when they talk about the Me Too movement and they lump him in with Harvey Weinstein, who legit raped the motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Like, Hartman, like, no. That's fucked up.
No, Aziz or Louis C.K., like, no, his name does not deserve to be mentioned in that group.
Yeah.
Because that bitch, he was like, suck my dick, and she did.
She really did it on her own. And like I was saying, like, that's the only one where I've really been like, man, no, I don't know, man.
I felt so bad for him when I read it because I was like, damn, bitch, all you did was just make him sound like a sleazeball. But yeah, definitely not the rapist or whatever you're trying to make him sound like. No, you sound like a weak ass bitch who, this is a situation of regret, not rape. Yeah. You know, this is a situation of regret. And it's only regret probably because you didn't get what you wanted out of it. Just like with the Russell. Now, it is some stories about Russell Simmons that have come forth that definitely sound rapey.
But the first story,
mm-hmm. the first story, it seemed like she didn't have a problem with anything that was going on until, and she said it herself, that when she got up to leave, he didn't try to stop her.
Oh, yeah, I remember you were telling me about that one.
Yeah, that seems like that was her breaking point. Mm-hmm. So some of these situations that sound like, oh, I didn't get what I wanted out of the situation. So now it's a, oh, you used me, oh, you took advantage of me type situation. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like if you're going to be on this, because I definitely consider myself a feminist, which means when you're a feminist, you don't just believe that women are equal to men. You also believe that this level of masculinity or patriarchy that men have to adhere to, you don't believe in that either. That means that you got to take some responsibility for certain things and not blame men for every fucking thing if you're going to consider yourself that. So I just feel like it set us back 1,000 fucking years to make it seem like we have absolutely no control over ourselves in a situation with a man, that we don't have a decision, that we don't have any decision in this situation because we're dealing with a man, so we got to do everything he tells us. That I feel like that mentality is goes against everything that we as women in 2018 say we're capable of. You know what I'm saying? But
Louis C.K. a creep, man. I heard you talking and I was listening to you.
It makes me really sad because I really liked him. I mean, he directed one of the greatest movies of all time, Pootie Tang. Yeah. Okay.
But it's like, I just
I loved his show on FX. I loved that show.
Yeah. But I just see him like kind of bent over, leaning on the door, and the two chicks just like, I can't believe this is going on. And he just going at it, man, just super fast. And he just like, I'm sorry. He like, whoa.
That makes me very sad.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, fuck, man.
And I mean, I can definitely visualize that situation because I've been in that situation.
Oh, shit.
Not with someone that I knew well or admired or anything like that, but it's a lot of real life creeps out here that, like, I remember one time I was at my apartment and it was some condos like one block away. I was walking over there to look at them because it was one for rent. So I'm walking back home and it was a guy that I noticed that was very, very far away from me. And I was walking and then I turned around and looked and he was a lot closer to me than he should have been. It was a lot of distance.
Yeah.
And then it was like he had ran to catch up with me. So I'm already like alert, right?
Yeah.
And I'm walking through the parking lot towards my apartment and then I just stopped because I'm like, this nigga look like he trying to follow me all the way to my door, right?
Yeah.
And so then he was like, hey, do you know where such and such a drive is? I was like, yeah, you go this way, you go this way, boom. right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, can I use your bathroom? I was like, no, hell. Man. I said, hell no. When I turned around and say hell no, this nigga was pulling his dick out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't have no kind of weapon on me, but I pretended I did. I reached in my back pocket. I was like, if you don't put it up, I'm about to cut it off. And that nigga just ran.
Man, that's fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember one time when I was, when I started working at the upper level, it was my very first day at work. I was bartending at the upper level. Mm-hmm. It was the boss player, now currently known as Boo Rossini.
Yeah.
He had all them crazy Canton niggas in there. You know niggas from Canton. It's some in their water in Canton.
Man,
niggas ain't right. So I'm sitting in the little VIP section, and it was this dude. He came over and sat by me. He was like, let me give you a feet massage. I know your feet hurt. I know you've been walking around working all day. I was like, no, I'm good. But even I'm telling him I'm good, but by this time I already took my shoe off, right?
Okay. That sounds like a kidney.
Right. So he's trying to rub my foot, boo, 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 boo. And he trying to talk to me. And somebody else just started talking to me, so I look away. Boy, I turned around. This man was trying to put his dick on my foot.
Oh.
Like it's really some creep ass people out in these men, like they be crossing all kind of boundaries. All kind of fucking boundaries.
Yeah, that's Whew. that's I don't even know what you're gonna get out of putting your dick on a foot. Like
man, just like with Louis C.K., like I said, it is some men who get turned on by you being disgusted.
That's, man, I don't, listen, I got some kinks, man. Everybody got kinks, right?
But you know what? Those kinks should involve consent. Those kinks should involve the person you getting kinky with liking what's happening.
Like, I'm not like, man, I want to throw shit at a chick. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you should not be turned on by somebody saying, no, I don't want to do this.
Yeah. Man, that's fucking wild.
Alright, I woke up this morning, I'm feeling fresh as a bitch. Life with no meaning, it really don't make no sense. My girl said I'm tripping, it's like I don't give a shit. I guess I'm constipated from all these feelings she get. Oh baby, don't take that wrong, I do whatever I please. I didn't ask you to stay, but I can tell you to leave. I don't have time for these niggas, I'm so invested in me. I'm on my grind, time to get it, you do whatever you need. Say what's up, when you see me, homie, gotta show love. Ain't no change, still the same, I can't make this shit up. You don't have to be a fiend, hit this blunt. Chase your dreams when you're living for yourself. It's supposed to be a breeze. Higher, 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 baby. I got to give you what you want.
So I'm gonna say this. Going into this, that what's that song he had?
The one that just came out.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Like that is a good song.
He's had a couple of good songs, I guess. What besides Raxini and the one that just came out?
Has he had any other ones besides that? Yeah,
I guess
he had Tiger actually has like, yeah, that's Taste. Taste is good. Tiger has hits.
Mm-hmm.
He had let me see. Dope. Yeah, that was pretty good. Let me see. What else? Yeah, Throw It Up. Let me see.
I don't know any of these songs.
Hookah? Hookah?
Oh, I don't know any of these songs.
You heard Hookah.
I probably haven't.
With Young Thug, and everybody thought it was Young Thug song, but that's actually Tiger song. I mean, technically Loyal is Tiger song. With Chris Brown?
What's that?
With Chris Brown?
What?
Yeah.
How's it technically titled song?
Oh, well, he was featured on it. Yeah, he was featured on it. I mean,
I don't even remember him. I don't even remember him being on that song at all.
I do. I've heard Loyal. So when I go to the VFW, they play Loyal in there.
What?
So, yeah, I go to the VFW. Listen, let me tell you something. The VFW.
What?
Yeah, the VFW is actually kind of fun. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, man. I miss going to places like that, though, because everybody in Dallas so stuck up and highfalutin. Mm-hmm. I miss going to shit like that.
Yeah.
West Lounge and shit.
Yeah, I fuck with, yeah.
Crystal Lounge and shit.
Goddamn West Lounge. Damn, you just said something right then. I haven't been to West Lounge in easily 6 years.
Oh, man, last time I went, they was doing that old lip sync contest, yeah. And man, that shit was hilarious.
Yeah, that shit is hilarious. Because you always got somebody that takes it too far.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. The night that I went, it was some dude that he was spinning around singing so hard, he hit his head on that back mirror wall,
yeah,
and broke it.
Yeah, he like, bro.
And was bleeding and didn't realize until it was trickling down his face. And then he turned around and looked at the wall like, damn, did I do that?
He's like, yeah. You did. You did. You did. You
like,
did, Clarence.
I laughed so hard that night. Like, legit, my face was, like, in pain, and my stomach was in pain. Like, everything was so funny that night. Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, Clarence, you did that. Like, you did that, guy. He just like, oh, man, you look gonna do that.
And then K-West, Jacktown legend, baby.
Yeah, I fuck with K-West. Shout out
K-West.
Goddamn. K-West. She just had a kid, I think.
Yeah, I see that. I see that on her Instagram.
Yeah, I saw it on her Instagram. Yeah, K-West cool.
Yeah.
I remember,
sweet lady.
I remember with, this is really funny. We were at Dreams, and damn, we just done completely got off the subject, but we were at Dreams.
I know. We on some Jacktown shit right now.
We on some Jacktown shit.
Nobody can relate.
And her mama came in, and she was like, what's your name, boy? And I was like, Thucker. And she was like, oh, Theo Jones. And I was like, that's literally not my name, ma'am. And she called me Theo Jones the entire night. But, yeah. So, Tiger, he was on an interview. He was on Nicki Minaj. Well, I'll let you explain it. I don't know.
Well, yes. Okay. So, Tiger. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj called him on the phone, okay, and was talking to him, and she asked him about Kylie. She also asked him about Travis Scott and them damn sweaters, but that's something else. Anyway, okay. She asked about Kylie, and he basically said that, you know, he was the reason why we know who Kylie is. He is the reason why black people fuck with her, you know, and he basically said, I told her how to do her hair. I told her what to name her lip kits, okay, you know, because you got to have black people fucking with you to make it. And, you know,
okay,
that's basically what he said, which is I found very interesting considering the fact that, like, I'm pretty sure everybody in the Kardashian family is way more famous than Tiger and was before they started dating.
Yeah.
I don't.
I mean, yeah. I don't. When I think about Tiger, I'm not just thinking about, like, man, I like superstar Tiger. I'm thinking about, oh yeah, like,
yeah. And when I think about Kylie, yeah. I only think about Kylie. I don't even think about Tiger.
Man, you know, I think it's unfair how people like hate the Kardashians.
I definitely do.
Because it's like, I think it does really come from a place of hate.
Yeah, because if anybody could just be rich because they just are living their lives, they would do that.
Hell yeah.
Because they just living their lives. And yeah. And guess what? If we just ignored them hoes, they would go away. But we're not. So we can't blame them for that.
Well, we can't, and we're never going to ignore them because, you know, we pay attention. Well, people pay attention to stuff they hate, like, a lot, usually.
Absolutely.
Which is, I don't understand why they would hate, because it's like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but okay, so yeah, how do you feel about that? What Tiger said?
Well, first of all, I mean, I just felt like he was just saying, yes, I introduced her to cultural appropriation, and I should deserve credit for that. And, no.
Now, I do hate how people defend them when they do shit like that. And it's like, well, nah, that's not cool. It's like,
that well, is cultural appropriation. My whole thing about cultural appropriation in America, this is a little different from the rest of the world. If I was to go to a country that was monoethnic and take some of their really, like, seriously, like, that's their shit, that'd be different. Mm-hmm. But when you grow up in America, you grow up with a mesh of different cultures.
Yeah.
So to say that a white girl with some braids who was born and raised in America is appropriating a culture, no, she not.
Yo,
this is her culture.
When we were talking about this stuff from the Philippines. All of this
is our culture. But see, the only thing about it is, and this is what people don't like, but once again, this is not the Kardashians' fault. These mainstream media magazines and blogs will give them credit for some shit they don't deserve credit for.
Yeah.
But once again, that's not
their not on them.
Fault.
Yeah, that's not on them. What was that we were talking about on Twitter about that them kids in the Philippines that they had in the blackface, and then some dude was like, Philippines are usually darker skinned. And I'm like, bro, no.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Ain't nobody in Philippines that dark, nigga.
Like, this kid got waves and two diamond earrings in his ear, like.
And a goatee.
And a goatee. We know who. And they're singing Boys and Men song. Yeah, like, we know.
They're that color in the Philippines. Nigga. Yeah. That child was the color of a Hershey bar. Like, no, nobody's that color over there.
No, like, it was yeah. It was something, man. It was people are stupid. Let me ask you something. So yeah, Tiger, you argue with people on Twitter a lot. You just be like passing your day or something.
Yeah, I just be bored.
Okay, cause I'll be like, man, let me see what Ebony's talking about, and then I go and it's like, you fucking idiot, and I'm like, oh boy, she's talking. And they're idiots, yeah. Like motherfuckers be saying stupid shit. Yeah, and I'm like, oh shit, okay, cool. What the fucking idiots, like?
Yeah, it just boredom.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, fuck it, man. But yeah, Tiger. Let me see. What can I think about it? Yeah, Kardashians, man. I don't know. I don't want to hate on it. I don't really just care that much.
I don't think anything's wrong with anything they're doing. I think they get a hard time for everything they do.
Yeah.
However, I'm not feeling them, Kim or Kanye right now because of this Trump shit, though.
Oh, man, I'm not.
So, yeah, man, like, bro. Whatever. Fuck them hoes because of that.
I put Kanye to bed. When all that stuff went down, I was like, you know what, Kanye? I can't. No. When that album came out, I'm like, I'm listening once at the house. I'm listening once in the truck. And that's it. And I have literally not listened to any Kanye music since then. Like, I haven't listened to Kanye music since the day that album came out.
But that album was trash.
Yeah, it was.
But it was a lot of Republican and white supremacist pundits who don't even listen to that type of music. Like, yes, yeah. This is the greatest album ever.
It is. It's so great, Kanye. We've been missing out.
Yeah, the
Candace
Owens and all that type shit.
Man, Candace Owens. See, this is my thing with Candace Owens, because you can't bullshit a bullshitter, and I know when someone's on some bullshit, and it's like, Candace, I know what you're doing, but it's like,
right.
I've never had, like, the balls to, like, I grew up with my mom. Well, I had both my parents, right? But, like, I was really close to my grandma. And my grandma was born in 1932 in Lena, fucking Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just I'm a black woman in Lena, Mississippi. So, you know, talking to her and getting to know her and, like, getting to know everything she went through and everything and all this, it's like, I don't think I could have the actual... I couldn't do it, because even if I am trolling, even if I am just doing it for the money, like, she would have seen it. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I would have been like, damn, like, I can't explain this, like, after she's told me everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just wouldn't want to, like, disappoint her. So it's like, you don't have anybody in your life where it's like, man, I don't want to disappoint them in that way.
Well, I think in this day and age too, it's a lot of people who think that they're going against the grain in a good way by thinking differently. So yeah, it might not necessarily be that nobody in her family has told her this, but it'd be like these days people think because they think something that the majority of people don't think that they're somehow thinking above them or futuristically or some shit.
But I'm gonna tell you the truth. I don't even think she thinks she's being like higher thinking or something. I honestly think all of it's just like, I'm trying to get this money.
Well, you know, I just feel like this too. Like, even if you do think that you on the right track with some of the dumb shit you say, mm-hmm, when you get support from certain people, you should know, like, you know what?
Hey, you know what?
You know what? Maybe I am headed down the wrong way. Yeah. Because if David Duke agrees with me on anything,
I need to probably shut the fuck up.
Other than the sky is blue and water is wet.
Yeah.
If he agreed with me on anything else, I know I have fucked up somewhere.
Yeah, like I'm fucked up.
Yeah, even if I still am holding on to my thought, clearly I expressed it wrong. It came out of my mouth wrong.
It's like, it came out of my mouth wrong. Please,
for him to agree with that shit.
Yeah, like don't. Please don't, David Duke.
Yeah, and boy, if Donald Trump was to ever retweet me in agreement, nigga, yeah, I know.
Like, I probably need to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Like, I probably need to shut the fuck up. Damn, that's fucking wild. And, like, Kanye apologized and everything.
The shit that killed me, too, about these Candace Owens and these Tommy Lahrens and these motherfuckers is they expect to get on their Twitter or their Facebook or whatever and say whatever the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. And they be so full of conviction and point their little fingers at the cameras and shit. Mm-hmm. And then they expect to go sit down in a Mexican restaurant and eat in peace. No, bitch. That's not how that works.
First of all, why are you going to the Mexican restaurant? That's the first thing.
You get to say all this inflammatory ass shit, and you think when you go somewhere, somebody not gonna throw some water on you?
Gall to be like, yo, we gotta get rid of these Mexicans, and then go to a Mexican restaurant.
Bruh, it's 2018. You can get delivery from anywhere.
You can.
Stay your ass in the house. If you're gonna say that stupid ass shit, I don't expect, if I was to get on Twitter today and say all kind of fucked up shit about Mexico and Mexicans, mm-hmm, and that shit went viral, I wouldn't dare step foot in no Mexican establishment. Come on,
bro. I'm a dude. You got to treat me. Come on, man. It's just an opinion, man. Come on now. That's all it is.
I still like tacos.
Yeah, I love tacos. I fuck with tacos heavy.
Yeah, but Kanye with this apology, which wasn't an apology, because he basically said, I'm sorry that y'all feel that way.
Yeah, that's not an apology.
Absolutely not.
And did he really cry?
He did cry. And what he cried about was they started talking about the TMZ shit. That was part of his apology. He was basically saying he was sorry for the 1-2 punch of having the hat on and saying what he said about slavery. He wasn't sorry for what he said. He wasn't sorry for the hat. He was sorry that it offended people. And the narcissistic psychopath that he is, he said that the reaction to it made him realize how much black people love him.
I wanna give a disclaimer. We are not diagnosing Kanye right there.
Okay. Well, he's already been medically diagnosed as a motherfucking sociopath, so we can say it.
I mean, I didn't know that. I can't.
Well, if you bipolar. If you bipolar.
I cannot.
All right, so he's been diagnosed as bipolar.
Okay.
He takes medication for it. Okay.
Cool.
All right. So if you have been diagnosed as bipolar, you basically have been diagnosed with some social ineptness. Okay.
Okay.
Point blank and period.
Okay.
All right. So this motherfucker decided that the reason why people were so mad about what he said was because they love him. Now, please explain to me how you can't be a sociopath and still think that, okay? Whatever. So.
I mean, so. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
That does sound like, nigga, what you talking about? But doesn't that kind of coincide when people say, I want the old Kanye back?
I think that him coming to the conclusion that the reason why people was pissed is because they love him is just really off base.
Yeah, like he doesn't see the fact that it's like, hey, you were just like really wrong. And
we're not pissed because we love you. We're pissed because you wouldn't even be on no motherfucking TMZ if not so many people had died. And so many people had not fought for their freedom. If people did not subject themselves to police dogs and water hoses and police batons and lynchings and shootings and all kind of other crazy ass shit, these people fought for freedom. It wasn't just one day white people decided what they were doing was wrong and said, hey, we're going to let y'all go.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers fought for it. So to say that it was a choice and motherfuckers didn't fight is just the fact that you're even here freely to say what you're saying. I mean, just come on, man. And the fact that your mother and your father also were freedom fighters. You know, he said in what's the song he had with Jay-Z? Never Let Me Down. Mm-hmm. You know, my mind was arrested for the sit-ins. With that in my blood, I was born to be different. How the fuck could the same person, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
I think a lot of motherfuckers assume that slavery was just like working outside in the heat for free. And they don't really like, I really don't think
Kanye
should know
better. Him having the parents that he, you know, if he was somebody else, I expect Soulja Boy to say something like that, not Kanye West. You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, we talked about it before about how I was like, you know, he kind of just regurgitates information.
I feel like he been out in Calabasas with them white bitches too long.
Oh yeah, I mean, I don't disagree, but.
Yeah. That's really what it is. And that's where the tears came when he was talking on the radio in Chicago. He was saying that, you know, the whole TMZ moment really shouldn't have happened because he had, you know, people there that should have stopped it. But his day one, Don C wasn't there.
Yeah.
And that's when he teared up saying, you know, if Don C was there, that never wouldn't have happened. But, you know, that's just like me saying, first of all, if I'd have made that statement, I can't blame it on the absence of my best friend.
Yeah. It's like, nigga, you like 45. Well, no, you're kind of like 43?
Don C got wife and kids and other shit to do. He ain't got time to walk around and be your fucking muzzle or your brain, nigga. And that ain't just some shit that you would fucking say. Like, I would never say anything like that. I would never ever shit on what motherfuckers did back then for us to be where we are today. Yeah. You can't blame that on Don C. Yeah. But that's when he started tearing up. Like, Don C wasn't around. He could have stopped it. You know what I'm saying? but you know what? The reason probably why Don C wasn't around, because you have become so egotistical to the point where you get rid of anyone who disagrees with what you say. That's the only way that a person like Kanye could get to the point to say that type of shit, is getting rid of everybody who keep it fucking real with you. And then you got Kim Kardashian who just, you know, she in her Kardashian world. Mm-hmm. She, you know, she not gonna stop you from saying that goofy ass shit because she was born rich. She was born rich and she was born white. So she don't understand the depth of it either. And that's what's crazy for me to be like, oh, Don C could have stopped it. You got a whole wife, my nigga. You know, your wife is supposed to come before everybody. That's supposed to be your best friend.
Mm.
And if your wife didn't check you on that, you married the wrong bitch.
I think.
And if you notice, Kanye didn't even start dating white girls openly until his mama died.
Oh, yeah.
Every single one of his girlfriends was black, and he was engaged to a black chick and everything. Soon as his mama died, here come Amber Rose and Kim Kardashian.
You know what? I wonder what happened to her.
Who?
That woman he was, I think her name was like Alexis, right?
Probably somewhere glad she dodged that bullet.
Yeah, man. You ever been engaged before?
I've been proposed to, but I've never been engaged.
Oh. Yeah, me neither. What, you just told a dude like no?
Yeah.
Was he in public?
No, it wasn't like no big thing like that. Okay. Where's people around? Okay.
Yeah, because I don't like that.
You don't like what? For people to put you on blast, like out in public like that?
Yeah, like don't propose to me in public. Like, because if I don't want to, you know, like.
Yeah, because you basically kind of forced me into saying yeah.
Yeah, because I don't want you to cry. Because
I
don't
want to embarrass you. Yeah. It's a very awkward situation to be in, yes.
And now I'm like.
And now I look like an asshole if I say no.
Yeah. So I lose because one, I accept the marriage that I don't want to accept.
I don't know any engaged or married couple that didn't talk about marriage extensively before the proposal. Mm-hmm. You know, in my situation where I was proposed to, it was because a nigga had fucked up. So no, you know, it wasn't like every. Huh?
I was gonna say, you think those people who like get married like extremely quick, like after a couple months, you think they have those same discussions?
I know a couple people who got engaged quickly and married quickly, and from the day they met, they was talking about getting married.
They still together?
No.
Man, I just find it weird. This is going to sound like some real caveman shit, but I find it weird when like dudes be like, I want to get married right now. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think a lot of time men get married based on that. Like, I really do feel like the way men view a woman that comes into their life depends on what they're ready for at that moment.
Yeah.
It's, you know, women tend to want to turn every man that they date or fuck or whatever into some type of long-term situation. Whereas men, if they're ready for a wife and you the next bitch he run into, you probably will be his wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, okay, I want a wife now. Here, a bitch who, like, is halfway decent come along, and they're like, okay, I'm married.
Cool.
Yeah.
You mine.
Cool. Especially when a man reaches a certain age. They hit 40 and they ain't married yet. They'll marry any goddamn body.
I don't know, man. Well, I'm not 40 yet, but I don't know.
I mean, but that depends. Like, me, I'm cool with never getting married if I don't marry the person I want to be married to, because I know me. I know that I want to be good friends, like, best friends with who I marry and be open enough to talk about anything. Like, if you talk about being married for the rest of your life, that's a long-ass time. I don't want you to feel like you can't tell me nothing. I want my dude to be able to come and tell me and be like, hey, look, I only been fucking you for 20 years. I want some new pussy. And I'm going to say, okay, let's go take us a trip to Tahiti or something and let you fuck with the bitches over there that can't speak English. Y'all not going to exchange numbers. And we're going to go home and forget that shit ever happened.
Hey.
You ain't going to start no affair and all that shit.
Yeah. You don't need no guma.
Shit. Yeah, you don't need all that. Yeah, so I want to marry somebody that we feel close enough that we can have those kind of discussions. You know, not no fake shit. I don't want no fake shit. I don't want no, it's good on paper. Our families like each other. We take cute Instagram pictures together, so let's get married. No, that shit got to be really real. So if I don't never get married, if I don't never find that, that's fine with me. I'm not going to get married just to get married. And there's a lot of people who do that, and that's why they shit fucked up.
Yeah, man, like, damn, bro. Marriage. Like, it's just so permanent.
Yeah.
But, like.
And you know how much I gotta love somebody to wipe their ass?
You gotta love them.
Like, I really gotta. Like, this can't be no, I'm just getting married because I need to share these bills. Or I'm getting married to blah, blah, blah. No. I really gotta really, really love you down to every fiber of your being, that if you was to get in a car accident tomorrow and be paralyzed, that I'm gonna feed you and wipe your ass. I really gotta love you to do that. And that's the type of shit you gotta be prepared for when you marry somebody.
Damn. I ain't even think about this shit like that.
And most people don't.
You know what? I dated a girl who ass I wiped. I did. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. It's one person in my life that I married. I mean, that I would marry, and if anything was to happen to him, I would take care of him. But, you know, he been in a relationship for the past 5 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you know how long he's been in the relationship. Yeah.
Oh, we were dating before the relationship. Oh. So, yeah. Yeah. I talk to him every single day. Every day.
Oh, wow.
We're very close, and we never stop being close. That's how I know that shit real. But, you know, it is what it is. If it don't happen, it don't happen. But that's the only person I ever met that I was like, I would marry you. I would marry you, and I would be happy with you for the rest of my life.
You think you could feel that way about multiple people?
At once, I don't feel like you could feel like you want to marry, like, close enough to somebody that you want to marry him. I don't feel like you would feel like that about multiple people. But do I think that you can be, like love more than one person? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. I'm looking at this. I just saw that picture of them big ass slippers. That guy, that's funny. That's funny. He got them bitches like quick as hell. Like,
yeah, man. They clearly Adidas got like a whole just little fantasy factory for his ass.
Yeah.
That whatever he asks for, they can just crank that shit out. Like, boom.
Here you go.
I can't think of anything else I'd rather do than run away from you. Run away from you, yeah. Words fall out my mouth, but they didn't impress you. Now I stand to lose. Gotta move on before I do. I ran, I ran, I ran so far, so far to you. I thought you knew the truth, but you don't know nothing. So I ran, I ran, I ran so far, so far from you. I thought you knew the truth, but you don't know nothing. Sunlight
gun shooting through. All right, so City Girls and Doja Cat.
Yes, with the offensive tweets that have resurfaced. Actually, Doja Cat just put herself out there. Yeah. Nobody asked for that.
Man, and I hate that, man, because it's like, oh, Doja Cat. Like, man, this is the thing about Doja Cat. Doja Cat, when I saw the move video, I was like, damn, Tinashe kind of, you know, cool. Like, I like this. But it wasn't Tinashe. Even though I want
you
Tinashe.
Thought that was Tinashe.
Yeah, I did. I mean, that's easy to, you can easily believe that's Tinashe if you just like looking.
If you think every light skinned bitch look alike.
I mean, so Doja Cat, So how did that even come up?
Well, it was the City Girls thing. The girl tweeted, the City Girls girl, she tweeted like in 2012 or something back in the day. She said, if my son ever shows any, basically, I'm paraphrasing, if my son shows any sign of being gay, I'm beating his ass.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's fucked up, right? But
I think the beating his ass part is the most part of that. Because at the end of the day, if you're a heterosexual person, your idea of a happy life is a heterosexual life.
So I think
a lot of concern of a straight person as the parent of a gay person is that their life will be unfulfilled because they didn't get married to the opposite sex, they didn't have a biological child, all that type of shit.
You know, it's fucked up.
But
she started it off with boy, oh boy.
Right.
Boy, oh boy. Like, god damn, baby.
So but the part about it to me, like, okay, if she'd have said, if my son turned out to be gay, I'm gonna be upset. I wouldn't have had zero problem with that. But the fact that you said you was gonna beat the gay out of him, that's the problem.
And I kinda think it's kinda whack how people like go back and look at like old tweets.
They be looking just for something to be mad about.
Yeah.
That's what Twitter is about. I can't even lie. Sometimes I just like you said, I be arguing people on Twitter. Sometimes I be sitting here, boy, and I say, let me find some shit to be pissed off about. Let me find some Trump supporters. Let me find some whatever.
Let me find somebody.
Yeah, so motherfucker be trying to find something to be pissed off about.
Because
how
old was she? She was, what, 20 in 2013? Well, that's because I know Doja Cat was in high school when she said, she shouldn't have said that.
What she said, because didn't nobody go find nothing. She just said, hey, I use the word faggot 15,000 times.
Yeah. And then she used the word in the tweet. And I was like,
a thousand times. Yeah.
Like, you can't really do that, baby.
And
like,
that's a conversation I've had with some of my friends who are the most fist pumpingest pro black people you would know. And they would say, oh, when I say faggot, it don't have nothing to do with gay people. And I was like, a white person could never tell you that about using the word nigga.
Yeah.
So whether you understand why people are pissed off about it or not, it doesn't matter. They're telling you it's offensive, so just don't do it. Just like, I'm not finna explain to every white person why you can't say nigga to me. Just don't do it. So if gay people say, hey, I don't want you to use that word, I ain't gonna use it. And I do understand the reason why people are upset about faggot. The term faggot, the literal meaning of faggot is like sticks tied together. Mm-hmm. And so back in the day, they would tie gay men together and set them on fire.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's why the word fat, and guess where I learned it from? Louis C.K.'s show. So, because they were sitting around having a little poker. They were having a little poker game, and they started talking about the word faggot, and the gay person in the group explained it. Like, this is the reason why faggot is such an offensive word. Mm-hmm. So, however, even if you don't know why, and you don't understand why, if they're telling you this is a word that's offensive, faggot is equivalent to nigga when it comes to that. And a lot of people say, like, oh, yeah, gay people ain't go through the same thing we go through. People been being killed for being gay for as long as people been being killed for being black.
So, like, let's talk about that. And we can get back on to City Girls Don't Care. Well, actually, just like, get PR, baby. Well, City Girls got PR, but Doja Cat was like, man, I just fucked.
Right, she volunteered herself.
Yeah, she did
for the crucifixion.
Yeah, but it's something I've always noticed where people think like right now, this stuff that's happened, these kind of events, these kind of tragedies, this is the only time this stuff ever happened in the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's just weird. Like,
and it's also really, it annoys the hell out of me, make my ass itch when somebody say, oh, this happened and this happened. It's the end of the world.
And I'm like, it's not, bro. Like, I'm sure somebody coming over on a fucking slave ship was like, damn, man, the world
this
about
is
to
the
end.
End
yeah.
of the world. Okay. Yeah. And then on top of that, this is the most civilized we as human beings have ever been. Like, this is the best. This is the best life that humans have ever had. So, stop trying to. Yeah, motherfuckers was getting. And even when they talk about Muslims and shit, like, they ain't never heard of crusades. Oh, they'll kill you if you're not a Muslim. They'll cut your head off if you weren't a Christian either. How you think the majority of the world ended up Christians? It wasn't because motherfuckers just was persuasive. They was violent, nigga. Violent.
Like, I'd be wanting to tell motherfucker, like, hey, dog, you can go live in, like, 1114, nigga. Like,
and then come back and tell me that you think that the shit that's going on today is worse than what was going on then.
In fucking 1114. Like, bruh, like, come on. Like, that's just always been weird to me, and it's kind of like, I went to school with a lot of people who, and I ain't saying, like, you know, history is history. What you learn, you know, you eventually learn more when you get out of school or whatever. But I went to school with, like, a bunch of people who, like, now they're on Facebook and now they're like, let me tell you this. And I'm like, my nigga, when we were in school, you didn't even, like, listen in history class. Like, this is literally some of the same stuff that we were talking about.
And then it really be a trip when they repeat some shit that ain't even true.
That ain't even true. It's like, nigga, what? And they yeah.
I bet y'all didn't know this.
You need to do your research. Nobody did, my guy. Like, nobody. I hate that phrase. So I was talking to that with one of my partners, like, do your research. I'm like, bro, come on. YouTube videos aren't research.
And then be the same people that when you correct them, they be like, send a link. What can you cite your source?
And I'm like, can you, nigga?
Do your research, nigga.
Like, can you, my nigga?
Yeah. So I mean, you know, it just I will accept that. Just like I said, I don't want people who ain't black using the word nigga. So if gay people say, hey, don't say the F word, then I ain't gonna say it. Cause I understand. Like, it ain't no explaining. It's just not. I told you it's offensive, and you still going to say it anyway, and then say, oh, I'm not referring to you. Same thing. I remember when I was in school, it was this white girl who she had befriended one of the black guys in our class, and he was kind of the way he spoke. His dialect sounded kind of white, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. So she thought he was one of them. And she was talking about somebody else she had an issue with. And she said, those niggers over there. And he was like, you realize you're talking to a black person, right?
Yeah. Like.
And her response to him was, oh, no, I'm not talking about a black person like you.
Yeah.
You're different.
I'm talking about Jermail. And you're like, oh, motherfucker. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, same thing apply for gay people. Oh, you say that word and they like, hold on. And you're like, oh, no. I'm not talking about gay people. It's just not acceptable. It's not acceptable.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So, that's it. That's what I got. We segued a little. Mm. But we got where we were going. I still feel like a bad person about saying that about Twitter and why I like Twitter so much.
About why do you feel like a bad person? What other reason do you have to be on social media?
I don't want to laugh at people's misery, but they just offer it up.
They offer it up?
Yeah. You know, right now.
And then I don't laugh at people's misery. I laugh at people being stupid. There's a difference.
Yeah, like, but I mean, they're stupid, and it leads to their misery. Like, we're going to both log on to Twitter tomorrow, and it's going to be somebody that did something very stupid, and we're both going to be like, man, that shit is
but
so
you know,
stupid.
I look at every situation from every aspect. So if it's legit, like, if I see the situation, like, damn, that's fucked up. What happened to that person? They didn't see that coming, type shit. I don't be finding that shit funny, you know.
But that whole type of shit,
that whole Lord Rilla shit, that shit was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that shit was.
He contributed to it. Yeah. Okay.
When he said his
inflammatory tweets, and then homegirl just was like the white bitch with the butt I call it the porcupine haircut. Yeah. Like, she just put on her white woman, let me see a manager hat. It was ran with it. Like, that shit was hilarious.
When he said Twitter ain't gonna do shit, I was like, whoa, buddy.
But when he tweeted that let me know he didn't work there. Like, I had that feeling when he was like, because once again, you already know when you say that you are inciting a riot.
Right, yeah.
So when he said, oh, y'all ain't gonna do shit, that I was like, oh, he don't work there.
I don't know. Can we confirm that he doesn't work there?
Well, we can for sure, because Penn Medical said.
Yeah, they was like, yeah, he don't work here. But they didn't. But you did they say they let him go? I don't know.
No, they said that person no longer works here. They didn't specify that, oh, we let him go today or anything like that. It wasn't that type of situation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
But somebody said that nigga looked like a backyard again. That was the funniest. Because he did. Nigga all lopsided head, crop cock eyed and shit, talking shit about black women. And that was really the thing that kicked it off, because the night before he even made that tweet about the bacterial vaginosis and shit, this nigga tweeted something about he only dates dimes, and he gave an ugly girl a chance because he was just trying to do something different and shit. Yes, that's when he really rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, and that. And then when it came to the next tweet, they was like, oh, yeah, we Yeah, I'm only used to dating dimes, but you look like that. He do look like that hippopotamus out the backyard again. So I was like, yo,
yo. That's wild.
The Backyardigans was the shit, though.
I remember Pusha T sampled a Backyardigan song.
What?
Yeah, it was one where they're like, "Do you want to make pies? Yeah, I want to make pies." And yeah, and Pusha T sampled it. And I was over my partner's house. His little cousin, no, his little nephew, you know, was watching it.
I have never been able to get into Pusha T because of the whole cadence of his voice.
I love the way Pusha T, to me,
I used to like the clips. I liked it when they was fucking with Pharrell and all that shit back in the day. But the way Pusha T raps is like a nigga who think you don't understand what he's saying. So he said with a lot of off. He said with a lot of emphasis because he don't think you smart enough to get it.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay. Well, I do get it. Push.
Right.
Yeah. I fuck with Pusha, though, man. I fuck with Pusha heavy. I got to say that.
You know, he's too old for his hair to be like that.
Man, you know, I let people live, man. I let people live. Do your thing, partner.
Bro, this nigga,
he still got hang time. He, man, you know. Bro,
but the way it's braided, though, it's literally braided like a 3-year-old's hair would be braided. All he missing is the fucking barrette.
Man, you know.
And it's weird for him to be so old, for his hair to be braided like a 3-year-old girl.
Pusha T ain't pushing 50. He 41, see?
That's pushing 50. He closer to 50 than he is 30.
That is, yeah. That's not even technically. That is true, yeah. Oh, you know.
He's too old to be like that. He like one of them pimps in Mississippi that still got finger waves. Like,
yo, I seen a nigga with finger waves 2 weeks ago, and he looked like sugar free, and I was like, bro, like, it's 2018, dog, like. No.
Look, you want to see some old men with some finger waves, you go to that car wash on Lynch Street right across from Crystal.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's why all the Mississippi pimps
say. Man, you know, that's closed now.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, they trying to clean it up over there? Yeah. They should. Yeah, they should. It's a college right there.
It's literally a college 3 miles.
Like, well, literally. Yeah, like not even miles. Three. Like, it's a stone's throw. Literally. Oh, yeah. Like, it's just right there.
Yeah.
They need to get Deer Park together. Imagine sending your child to Jackson State and finding out a block away they found a nigga head sitting on something.
Yo, Deer Park. Did I tell you the story about the chicken?
No.
I was leaving JSU. I had a meeting. And it's that roundabout on Deer Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's those houses there, like before the roundabout. So I'm driving to the roundabout. I look to my right. It's a nigga sitting on the porch with his legs crossed with a rooster standing on his knee. Like, I swear to God. Like, I couldn't stop to get a picture because, one, I was like, wait a minute. This nigga got a rooster on his knee, but I didn't want to circle back around and pull out my phone because he would have been like, nigga, what you doing? Like,
yeah, you might have got shot at it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm looking like, yo, this nigga got a rooster.
Did they ever find out who left their head on somebody's porch?
I mean, they haven't released it to the public, but I'm sure they know. You know what I'm saying? Like, you cut a nigga head off, it's pretty, like, you got a problem.
And send it on somebody's step?
Yeah, like, I'm sure they know who did that. I don't want to know who did it. Like, you know.
I need to know who to avoid.
I mean.
I need to know who not to get an attitude with at the club.
Yeah. I mean, whoever, like. They cut that nigga head off, bro.
And set it on somebody's front porch.
All right, here you go.
They didn't just cut his head off. They left it like it was a package from UPS on somebody's fucking steps.
Somebody's steps. Man, that's fucking wild. Hey, man, the world dangerous.
It is. Scary place.
Yeah.
Scary fucking place.
But yeah, okay, so cool. So that's it. podcast, bro. Any closing words for anybody that might be listening?
Use some condoms because STDs is at an all-time high.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't have that to worry about because I ain't even fucking. Yeah. All right, so all you people out there fucking, use fucking condoms.
Stop
buying into this old fuck growing eat booty culture y'all got going on in these rap songs.
Nothing wrong with eating booty. Just do it safe.
Well, do like they did on Booty Call and
get you
some
dental dam.
Some Rand wrap or something.
Get
nigga.
Some dental dam.
No, stop eating booty though. Stop that.
You done had your ass ate before. Come on, man.
I ain't never ate no ass. It's the difference.
But you had your ass ate before.
Absolutely, but
you had an ate before.
And guess what I thought the whole time I was sitting there getting my ass ate.
This nigga nasty.
You a nasty bitch. You a nasty, nasty motherfucker. Nasty motherfucker.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is kind of nasty. I ain't going to lie.
Stop eating ass and use some condoms, folks.
Yeah, I agree totally with using condoms.
See, we grew up in a generation where AIDS had came out and folks was dying from that shit.
Yeah,
and
you were, like, legit scared.
Dying horrible, horrible deaths, and you had every rapper out here rapping songs about condoms, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Condoms. Now, motherfuckers, AIDS is not a death sentence anymore, but this is the thing. Yeah, you can survive having HIV, but guess how much that medicine gonna cost you? $1,500 a month, nigga.
Yeah.
So unless you got Magic Johnson money, nigga, wear a goddamn condom, nigga.
Like, I remember talking to some kids like a couple years back, and, like, they were really, like, just like, oh, yeah, HIV, man. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that shit not a death sentence no more. It's not.
I'm like,
and that's good. That's a great thing. But, like I said, the medicine is $1,500 a month.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
If you poor, you going to die from it. It's a death sentence if you ain't got no money.
Yeah, that's true.
So stop it. Stop. Use some fucking condoms, you little nasty bastards.
And on that note, yeah, we're going to get out, man. This is Podcast, bro. Yeah, I have a good one.
Awesome. Shawty got me gone.
Damn,
to the break of dawn, all night on the phone. Even though I said I won't keep it long, but I make every minute worth it. Give me that picture, I paint it perfect. Shawty like one of a kind. I hear smelling like bar number 9. We got a good bond and the vibe. Conversations eye to eye. Couldn't leave me alone if she tried. But of course, it wouldn't be wise. Can't get her off of my mind, cause I need that girl to love. About that girl to love, but you don't want no other love. When it all falls down, I ain't got none but to love. Just like butter, slide through the bread like butter, straight to your soul like butter. Everything I do, I build it like butter, baby. Just like butter, slide through the bread like butter, straight to your soul.